Toyota Spirit and Mobil Oil present Mobil Quest 1952. Tonight, we come to the fifth semi-final of Mobil Quest, brought to you by the Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobil service station. Four singers from three states of Australia will compete for the right to sing for the £1,000 first prize and other valuable prizes in the grand final in the Melbourne Town Hall on Wednesday night, the 3rd of September. In addition to the prizes for the grand finalists, the Vacuum Oil Company is again giving a special prize to the best singer in each state not represented in the grand final. This prize will be presented at the Stars of Mobil Quest recital in the appropriate capital city during the tour which follows the grand final. And now here is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. The first singer tonight is from New South Wales, a lyric soprano who lives at Narrumba. Ladies and gentlemen, Gwendolyn Minogue. Gwendolyn Minogue sang in the 15th heat of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobil Quest. You've traveled a lot, I believe, Gwendolyn.
Yes, I have, I suppose.
Where have you been?
Well, it started when I was 3 months old, when my parents left Australia for New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went to England, back to New Zealand again, across the Tasman several times.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in my most recent trip to England, well, 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I went with a girlfriend to Italy and France. She was an Italian, so I saw the country in a good way, really.
Well, you are a lucky girl. You've been all over the place. How did you like Italy?
I liked it very much.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's grand. You probably heard some wonderful music there.
Yes, we had the opportunity to hear Aida sung in the ruins of a Roman amphitheatre.
Did you? That is interesting. Must have been rather strange in an amphitheatre.
Oh,
with the ruins all around the place.
Yes, the singers look so small, singing away down in the bottom of the bowl.
Yeah.
And the sound was marvellous. They don't have amplifiers or anything.
No, I suppose not. Well, perhaps you can go and sing there sometime, eh?
I'd like to.
Well, we'd like to hear you sing now. What aria have you chosen?
In Silence, All Lay Slumbering.
Good. In Silence, All Lay Slumbering, the well-known Reinava nel Silenzio from Donizetti's opera Lucia de Lammermoor is sung by Gwendolyn Minogue.
In silence, all is
by Gwendolyn Minogue of New South Wales. And now, before we present our second singer, here's a fact which you should know. All over the world, more cars, trucks, motorcycles, and tractors are lubricated by Mobil oil than by any other oil. You see, Mobil oil is the world's quality oil. Mobil oil costs no more, so why accept anything less? Our second singer is the only male in tonight's Mobil Quest semi-final, a baritone who won the first heat. Ladies and gentlemen, John Weaving. Well, John, from what I hear, you've been leading a rather adventurous life since I last saw you.
Yes, that's true. I've just thrown off an attack of scarlet fever, and of course, that hasn't done my throat much good at all.
I suppose not. That's bad luck. Quite recovered now?
Yes, thanks, but that's not the only thing that happened to me.
No.
2 days after our wedding, Margaret and I were involved in a very nasty car smash.
Oh, no serious damage, I hope, to anybody?
No, we were very lucky. Mm-hmm. We escaped with a few bruises, but of course the car was a different story.
It was a bit of a write-off, was it? Well, I suppose you're in the strap-hanging brigade now, are you?
I'm
glad to hear it. Well, with the car smashes and scarlet fever, I suppose your singing practice had to suffer a bit.
Yes, I usually spend a lot of time on it, but over the past few weeks I've been somewhat incapacitated.
Well, let's hope you keep clear of accidents in future. Now, what are you going to sing for us tonight?
Even Bravest Heart.
Good. Here now is Victorian baritone John Weaving to sing Even Bravest Heart from Gounod's Faust.
Home.
sung by the Victorian baritone John Wheeby. And now to our third singer, a soprano from Forestville, South Australia. Here is Ray Cocking. Ray Cocking won the 18th seat of the Vacuum Oil Company's Noble Quiz. Well, what have you been doing since we last saw you, Ray?
Well, John, I've been working very hard on a country tour.
Oh, that's good. Did you go by yourself or were there others with you on this tour?
No, there were three of the staff from the conservatorium, a violinist and two pianists.
How was the tour? Great success?
Oh, we had a wonderful time. Country people are wonderful and they liked us.
Yes, well, that's very good to hear. By the way, are you doing any more acting? You used to appear in professional shows occasionally, didn't you?
Yes, well, I've been asked to play the leading student prince when I go home this time, which is a great thrill.
Is that a professional show or...
No, it's an amateur show for charity.
Well, I must say you work very hard for charity one way or another, Ray.
Oh, very good of
you. That's grand. Well, now, what are you going to sing tonight?
The Suicide Aria from La Gioconda.
Thank you. Here, then, is Adelaide soprano Ray Cocking to sing The Suicide Aria from La Gioconda by Punky Elliott. Suicide Aria from Lucia Conda was sung by Ray Cocking of South Australia. You know, it's a fact that the makers of Mobil Oil lubricated the first car engines in the world. And today, the world's costliest engines, such as those used in the Queen Elizabeth and Queen Mary, are lubricated by the makers of Mobil Oil. Give your engine the complete protection it deserves. Give it the full protection of Mobil Oil. Play safe when buying oil. Always ask for Mobil Oil, the world's quality oil. The fourth and last singer in tonight's semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobil Quest is a mezzo-soprano from Arncliffe, New South Wales, who won the 15th heat. Patricia Church. Well, good evening, Patricia. I say you look very happy tonight. Has somebody left you a fortune or something?
No, but I wish somebody would. It would come in very handy at the moment. Well, I've just decided to go to England.
Oh, lucky girl. In the near future?
Well, in about 6 months' time.
Well, what do you intend to do there?
Well, continue my studies, primarily. I hope to save enough to study under Borgioli.
Well, if you can, you'll certainly be working under a fine teacher. But, look, to get off music for a minute, you're still a golf fanatic.
I'm afraid so, but my handicap's hardly worth talking about.
Oh, well, yeah, I know what you mean, but couldn't you just whisper it to me?
34.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe I shouldn't have asked. Perhaps you better get back to music after all. What's the aria you're singing tonight?
My Noble Lords.
Good. Patricia Church sings My Noble Lords from The Huguenots by Meyerbeer.
My Noble Lords! No.
sung by Patricia Church of New South Wales. The other singers competing tonight in this, the fifth semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest, were Gwendolyn Minogue of New South Wales, John Weaving of Victoria, and Ray Cocking of South Australia. From these four singers, the panel of adjudicators will make their choice, and their decision will be announced shortly. And now here's some good advice. Always drive into your local white mobile service station for Mobil Oil, the world's quality oil. Throughout the world, more cars, trucks, and motorcycles, and tractors, too, are lubricated by Mobil Oil than by any other oil. Why? Because Mobil Oil gives full engine protection at all speeds and temperatures. For longer engine life, always use Mobil Oil. Mobil Oil costs no more, so why accept anything less? Ladies and gentlemen, we have some very good news. In addition to the £1,000 first prize awarded by the Vacuum Oil Company, the winner of this year's Mobil Quest will also receive a radio set presented by Chrysler Australasia Limited. And then, through its Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the government of Italy has very generously arranged an audition at the Centro di Avviamento Lirico, the Center for Lyrical Advancement in Florence. And to this end, the Lloyd Triestino shipping line has made a splendid gesture in providing a first-class passage from Australia to Italy. And now, here comes the adjudicator's decision. Thank you. The winner of the fifth semi-final of the 1952 Mobil Quest is the mezzo-soprano from Cremorne, New South Wales, Patricia Church. The broadcast of the fifth semi-final of the 1952 Mobil Quest was compared by John Curtis. The broadcast presentation was by Roland Strong, and the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of Mobil Quest, which comes to you each week with the compliments of the Vacuum Oil Company and your local mobile service station. Remember, for better motoring, always ask for Mobil Oil.